Listen up, all you golfers out there. You need to take a short drive to Acorns Golf Links. The family-owned and operated facility is located just 20 minutes from the JB Bridge. Once you arrive at Acorns, it's obvious it's more than just a top-notch golf experience. It's your chance to get away from the hustle and bustle of your daily routine. You'll notice over 65 identified bird species, rolling countryside, and a beautiful park-like setting. The Acorns experience is unmatched in value in the St. Louis area. Visit acornsgolflinks.com for more details and tee times.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:10 in St. Louis, you're listening to Ryan Kelly Morning After, CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug LaSalve, and Vaughn with you. Welcome to the Acorns Golf Link, 7 o'clock hour, a program that welcomes you to also get involved by calling in 314-880-0808, 314-880-0808, or texting in on the very same number. Plus, you can email in for a free club fitting from Golfsmith the morning after at InsideSTL.com. The Acorns Golf Links 7 o'clock hour is underway. And Doug, you were asking who's going to be on the show today.
Today,
what if I told you Charlie Marlowe is on the show? That's your Lakeview Resort captain's log.
That counts as a guest?
He's in Kansas City doing journalism.
That's right.
Oh, so we have boots on the ground.
We got boots on the ground. This is the
I always
consider 7 o'clock, maybe I'm wrong, to be the power hour. Right, that's when we really.
It's my favorite hour.
The hot.
If I were ranking, Doug, my power rankings of favorite hours.
Yeah.
7 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour, 8 o'clock hour. It's my power rankings.
I like the 10 o'clock hour.
Frank's on.
I'd say 7, 8, and then 9. It's 7 arrives, and you think maybe today will be different. Maybe today will really pick up a head of steam. And by 8 o'clock, you're thinking, well, that didn't go well. We still got some time to turn it around. By 9 o'clock, it's kind of hopeless. You just kind of shrug your shoulders and say, ah, yes. Hopeless.
See, I
by
see it differently.
You go home.
I open the show with fascination. What are we going to learn today? Like yesterday, we heard a phrase in one of the emails I had never heard before. You seemed to like it.
What was that?
You were just referencing it like 2 minutes ago.
I don't know what you're talking about. What was it?
Might have been a little vile. I think it was directed at you, so I'll let you handle it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No. You brought it up, baby.
Hopefully we learn today and grow as journalists. And
another
and
new
people.
Term?
Yeah.
Ooh, Tim is on the radio. I am rigidly hard. That's from the cousin of Moo Man. Doug, I want to put my juice in your caboose. The hipster tower grows
okay,
up.
Okay, hipster.
Kind of you probably need to set a tone early because
yes,
you see where the listeners are this morning.
Hipster, the show just started. Hipster of Tower Grove South, you have been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Your name is going into the Llewellyn suspension logule. That means he's eligible for the trip to spring training that Llewellyn's is giving away. But you don't have to be suspended to become eligible for this fabulous trip. You can just go into one of Llewellyn's 6 locations and order the special. And here's what the special is today. Roasted turkey melt. Doesn't that sound good? Roasted turkey melt?
Yeah, it does.
You just walk into one of Llewellyn's 6 locations and you order that turkey melt, you're automatically entered in their summer sweeps. You could win a trip to spring training with us next year, trip to Louisville for a distillery tour, trip to Anheuser-Busch for 25. But keep it clean. Just go to the Llewellyn's and order the special. Don't send anything vile.
Or just reference caboose juice, and you'll get entered. Right?
Matt, you're on the Appliance Discounter phone lines.
Hello, Matt.
Morning. Morning,
yes.
Boys.
What? Yes.
Jesus. Easy, Doug.
All
easy.
Right. What do you want?
I was calling to see if Doug can get me fired up. I got some meetings this morning, 2 big ones. And Doug, I need a motivational speech, so if he can get me fired up.
Wow, you do pep talks, Doug?
Not really. Well, what kind of
meetings? Engagements?
What kind of meetings are they, Matt?
It's regarding financial securities, you know, the Brexit and stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs.
What do you do for a living, sir?
I'm a financial advisor.
Financial advisor.
Wow. I got
another call in from Wall Street.
Matt, Matt, if I may, I think it's time that you rediscover your passion.
Oh my God!
for financial advising. Look inward. Why did you get into that rack in the beginning? Because you love helping people accumulate wealth. So get out there and make people rich.
Cat, I love it. Tim, can you tap the bell? Perfect. But I was looking for a motivational speech for Doug. You know, Doug, every morning, he kind of sounds like Eeyore. He just sits there and, you know, just kind of floats on by. I want Doug to get fired up, and I want Doug to get me fired up.
All right, Doug.
Well, I don't know why you'd need me necessarily. The key to any meeting.
Oh, because you play baseball for Merrimack, baby,
well,
all the way.
The key is always, in any situation, to get yourself a good wide base. First of all, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, bow your neck a little bit, get yourself a good wide base, and buy low and sell high. That's really all you have to know in your business.
Nice.
Buy them low and sell them high. You tell that to your customers.
Buy low, sell high. Buy low, sell high.
That's it.
Good wide base.
Yeah, bow your neck. Bow your neck.
Lower the neck. Lower the neck. I don't want a neck injury.
No, don't lower it. Bow your neck. Bow your neck.
I think we lost him.
That was not a great signal for something where we were trying to make something happen. It was a bad signal.
Got to shoot to score. It's my credo. Penny save, penny earn. Crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy.
Buy low, sell high, huh?
That's the key in his business.
Do you feel like you're giving away secrets when you say that?
Well, I can give them away now because I've already made a fortune.
How do you bow your neck?
You just kind of hunch it up. You don't let anybody get you down. You just kind of keep your head up high.
That doesn't look like bowing your neck.
Bow your
that
neck.
Looks like you're shrugging.
Didn't you ever hear that in baseball? Is that one of the things
Al
that people scream? Come on, bow your neck, right-hander. Come on, toe the slab. Come on, throw strikes.
Yeah, but again, you didn't really answer. You did a shrugging
motion.
Well,
that's the answer. Well, how else could you possibly
Tim,
bow your
neck? Tim, how would you bow your neck when I say, but let me see, bow your neck.
I have no idea what the hell it means, but I've heard Doug say it for about 9 years. Shoulder shrugs. Your thoughts on shoulder shrugs at the gym. I have a tough time with them. And I don't know why. They seem like a very simple exercise, but I don't feel like I'm doing them right.
This is when you're holding a heavy weight and you're shrugging, kind of doing your shoulders.
Two dumbbells, probably for you guys, probably 500 and 150 pounds each.
Yeah.
And you just roll your shoulders.
You got to get them back. I would ignore that when your trainer tells you to do that. Just ignore that. Your trainer was a football player anyway, right?
Oh, Doug Schlenk. Evolve Personal Fitness. No.
He works for the Everyday, does he?
No. But a few times a week.
He's giving you the routine now, and you follow it.
That's right.
You ever find yourself, when you get like a new half shirt, spending a little too much time looking at yourself in the mirror?
Yes.
Yeah. That happens. Especially if you get some new gear, and your abs look taut.
Yeah.
You want to kind of admire it for a while.
You just can't wait for the next mirror to pop up around the around the corner. Ah, there I am.
Sometimes
again.
If you're listening to music, you'll dance a little to yourself in the mirror.
You ever do that in a big department store or something? Every time there's a mirror, you can't help but look at yourself and say...
There were complaints about Weezer taking his shirt off a little too early in the festivities on Saturday.
We had a situation last night in the Cardinals postgame. Spirit win issued, yes, but a loss in the win column for the Cardinals. And Seth Maness, who threw two scoreless innings, took it upon himself, I guess for inspirational purposes, to do his postgame interview shirtless.
Did he really?
You don't see a lot of that.
No, usually the PR guy will come and say, hey, you got to put a shirt on.
All right, really?
They always do that at the Rams, when the Rams were here. I think the Cardinals usually do it too, don't they? Well, the Cardinals are kind of on their own.
They don't get a lot of interference. Brian Bartow's going to go, hey, can you put a solid shirt on so the stripes are not flat?
I know the Rams were adamant about that, even after games. They would stop interviews. They would step in and stop the interview so that some person could put a shirt
on.
That
seems a little over the top.
No.
Here it is, though, if you're wondering.
Okay. You seem excited by it.
Well, it wasn't a great game, so I was trying to find enjoyment where I could. I actually sent this to Seth and said, thank you for helping with our post-game show ratings.
Huh.
Who was your co-host last night?
Brad Thompson, who is really good. Really good.
Yeah, he's a natural. He was good from the first day that he stepped into the booth in radio, TV, everything.
And he still looks like he's 19.
How old is he? 37.
Well, he may not be that old.
No, I think he's probably in that range. Think? Makes
sense. Spitballing, baby. I'm just spitballing. Text in 314-880-0808. 314-880-0808. The Post Sports Bar and Grill is a place you can watch the Cardinals and Royals this evening. Cardinals and Royals back in St. Louis tomorrow. And the cat, you can tell the listeners all about the Post Sports Bar and Grill. I know they have delicious wingy wingy.
I love that place. I really do. And there's no better place to watch Cardinal baseball than the Post Sports Bar and Grill. They have great specials for Cardinals baseball. For example, Doug, 22 ounce domestic drafts, you get a special price on those Cardinal ticket giveaways during Tuesday and Friday Cardinal games. 20% off your bill when you show your Cardinals ticket stub the day of the game. The Post Sports Bar and Grill on Manchester and Maplewood, and the new location in Creve Court, Olive and Old Ballas. As always, Doug, stay posted, my friend.
See you at Corns Golf Link, 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Weather, relatively speaking, to last week, cooling down. This week, get on over to Acorns and enjoy some wonderful golf. You're welcome to get involved in the radio program, 314-880-0808. Texting in, calling in, or emailing in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. As the cat made reference to, the Cardinals lose last night. Aledmys Diaz, post-game, was addressing the bouncing ball that hit his eye. And all indications, per Mike Matheny, is that it actually will be all right. Here is what Mike Matheny had to say on that. Soundbite number three, if you please.
Hit the lever, please.
Everything seems to be fine. We'll send him in and get him checked out a little more thoroughly, but right now it just looks like he's got a goose egg over his eye. Just right above. Actually, right eye. Just right above. Unfortunately, didn't get him right on the eyeball. Like I said, just right on the top of the orbital bone. It didn't look like there was anything that they're worried about as far as fractures go.
They took him to a local hospital as a precaution, but they don't think it's anything serious. That orbital bone, if that thing cracked, it could have been a big problem. Mm-hmm. It looks like he's going to be okay, Doug.
Well, that's good. I guess he would be the story of the season for the Cardinals, I would say. I mean, when you think that you had a real issue at shortstop and you found a guy who hits with power and is hitting over 300 and might be an all-star this year as a young player locked up, I mean, that's a huge find for them.
Plus, it seems like he's getting better defensively. He had some issues there. He seems more comfortable. And I always look at, you know, with a young player where they don't have a ton of information on how the pitchers adjust and attack him in different ways, he seems like he's getting better offensively. He's had a monster road trip, hitting, I think, 480 on the road trip.
Yeah, yeah. And with power, you could the way he hits, you could put him at third or fourth in the lineup and he'd be fine.
But they didn't win last night. Waino,
but a spirit win?
Yeah, I issued a spirit win.
Based on Maina's two innings of hitless relief?
No, on his shirtless post-game interview. That was enough to get a spirit win. Don't you think? He showed a lot of moxie doing that.
Well, it's hard to find a spirit win out of this one, but I guess maybe Rosenthal had a scoreless inning.
That was good. I thought that was a good spot to put Rosie.
Yeah.
And gave up a couple of hits, but he ended up throwing a scoreless frame, Doug.
We could hear your scratching right through the microphone.
I won't scratch then.
Oh, I heard the scratching.
Sorry.
What was scratching?
It was his hat.
Oh, really?
I did a little scratch like that.
I didn't recognize it. I really didn't. I don't know.
Doug's talking crap.
Yes. Oh, jeez. What is it, Adam? What is it?
Listen, man. No. You're talking crap on me, saying I'm acting like a five-year-old at the wiffle ball tournament?
Well, you kind of have no filter.
And you're acting like you're too good to talk to anybody. That's what you're doing.
I talked to you,
and
didn't
also,
I?
Also, should I mention that you made my baby cry when you helped her?
Oh, no.
How did I make your baby cry?
You held
by
her,
holding it?
And she started crying. You know what, Doug? You know, I got a few boys that can place you where you need to be put, and it might not cost me, player. Mm. I got a Ben's Pepper interior, paint salty, player. And see, we all push it. But me, I push it real good. Brains blown out, chromed out, wheel real wood. See, catch me on that 920, dirty. Or in the studio with Plowsy, dirty, huh? I'm the same dude that came through with my crew. Let Tim do me while Doug does you. All I need is Jimmy Cat to be banging. I'm going to come up with these verses that I'm usually slanging. I be ripping, man.
Yeah. He showed you.
He was happy with himself.
That's pretty good.
He's peacocking right now.
Doug, these are our listeners.
Did you make his child cry? Is that true?
He handed me his child, and so I gladly held the child. She started crying.
What'd you do to the child?
Nothing. What do you think I did to the child?
Made a scary face. Sometimes I don't make a child cry.
No. Where is he now? Are you still there? What are you doing? We can't hear you.
No, I don't think he's aware that he's on right now.
Guys, of course, Seth Maness was topless. Haven't you ever been to a barbecue? That's from Stubby Applaw.
That's a good point right there.
See? Mm-hmm. See?
And Weezer was topless at the Wiffle Ball tournament.
That's
I guess
right.
There's always a good time to be topless.
I thought it's topless very early in the tournament.
I thought it's topless. Isn't there an H in there?
Topless.
Why does a gentleman take off his shirt in the midst of 200 other gentlemen?
Maybe it's hot, Doug? Was it a hot day?
It's hot for everybody. We still keep the shirts on.
Well, some people march to the beat of their own drum.
Yeah, and Weezer is one of those. Hey, you think he's trying to show off? He's trying to show off his physique?
It wasn't there, but if you say it's a nice physique, then maybe that's on you.
Well, I didn't really
see
him up close. I saw him at a distance, topless.
You're sort of guy. You like the cut of his jib.
Well, I like Weezer, yeah. I don't care for him being topless. Cucky was topless for a while, too. The two of them.
What'd you wear?
I wore some nice boy shorts, and I wore an old Channel 4 shirt.
Just to let everyone know you're on TV and you're kind of special.
It was about the only shirt I had that was white. I thought it might be a little lighter.
Was that the team cooler. Color, or is it...
We didn't have team colors, no.
Why does that have to
I
be
I wore all black everything.
It's cooler when it's sunny outside.
All right. Maybe go white shirt shopping today. Get some...
I got one.
You got a new one?
No, I don't have a new one. I wore one the other day. I already have one.
Uh-huh. Well, you said it was like, oh, it's an old shirt.
Well, I've had it for a year or so.
Guys, did Tawny go thopless? Thank you, Stephen Wilde.
No, she didn't.
Ray King, man, my bat flip. Brother just brought the heat. Doug not doing well. Ray King.
No, I didn't have necessarily a good day at the Wiffle Ball Field. I think I went hitless.
Did you really?
I think I did.
Well, you know if you got one.
I might have had one of those ground balls.
How many games did you play?
Two.
Well, you'd remember if you got a hit then.
Well,
I don't know.
You bat.
He was robbed. He was robbed late in the game. Yeah. He was robbed. And a lot of people thought it was a trap, but we didn't want to do a whole thing.
We didn't have video. Yeah, that hurt. Really took the wind out of our sails.
Doug, deep down, did you think it was a trap?
No, I thought he caught the ball.
See, that's being a good sport.
Yeah.
Internally in our meetings, we were debating whether or not to protest.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck and the Chuck. Doug looked like a sixth grader with his gym shorts.
What? Who's got something playing that I can hear?
Probably the Seamaster.
Probably me. Well, what are you playing?
Bernie Show.
Oh.
More up his alley. He's got 30 guests on. What do you got, Seamaster?
Are you doing sound now? Are you looking for fun with audio now?
That's why you should never come to me. I'm always cooking up stuff back here.
Oh, you are?
Cooking up stuff. I like that.
What do you think? Do that sound that the mic stand makes there, it sounds like a stegosaurus.
Oh, it wasn't quite as bad that time.
Yeah, pretty good.
The Wolf of Wash Ave, co-host of We Are Live, sent me a picture last night. Doug, we're not here at 7 at night.
No.
Although I'm thinking about moving us. Sent me a picture from what it's like to broadcast here in the papier-mâché palace at 7 p.m.
I got the sun right to his back there.
Yep, just saying it's hotter than a fire as hell, he says. The old Wolf of Wash Ave.
We got some shades right here. I guess they don't do the job.
They don't do a whole lot. They're more like shears.
Yeah.
And look, there's a gentleman in our shrubs again.
There's a farmer walking by. Someone has decided this is corn growing behind us. And it looks like it. I mean, it's 6 inches taller every day we come in.
Did you say it was like monkey grass?
I thought it was when it was real little. Who plants corn outside a building?
It looked like corn, but you always like, no, it's monkey grass,
well,
like you knew.
It looks the same when it first comes up. That's what people plant, monkey grass. But who plants corn around a commercial building like this?
It's all about sustainability.
Corn.
That's what it looks like, isn't it?
Well, it's nice, and there's a guy tending to it. And what are they doing? They're doing tuck pointing outside?
Grinding. I asked the guy. I said, we sandblasting today? He said, we're grinding.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It looked like they were grinding some of the stuff off the brick. That'll make the brick look a little bit better.
Doug, judging by the pics, you looked like a real good boy, B-O-I. But why the women's sunglasses, bae?
Well, they weren't women's sunglasses.
Where'd you get those?
They weren't women's sunglasses.
It's hot, bro.
And then I wore the sunglasses that were provided there.
Gold's Gym.
By Gold's Gym, that's right.
Grinding. But you started with unisex. Unisex sunglasses.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah. I don't buy expensive sunglasses because every pair I've ever bought, I've lost within 2 or 3 days. I've never had to wear glasses, so I'm not used to making sure I have them. I always got to have my keys. Every time I go anywhere, you got to pat the pocket. I got my keys. I got my wallet. I got my phone. I'm good to go. I got to have those three things. And the sunglasses just haven't made the list of things I have to have before I can go anywhere.
Bet you we got a list of listeners that would like to be your pocket patters if you need that help.
No, I'm fine.
Plow Shark, I see you posted this on the fan pin. Doug, it says, this said girl is going on a 10-day spiritual journey in Spain at the end of July.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Any loyal listeners have extra hiking gear, a.k.a. a nice pack?
Yeah, she she kind of typed that up on my phone. I kind of...
Oh, so she took your phone and asked for stuff?
No. This was my idea to put it on the fan page because loyal listeners are exactly that, loyal. They help other people out in the time of need. I've had great success on the fan page, both your page, Tim, and previously Bobby Vestal's page. And so that was my idea. She didn't want to spend $250 on a pack when she's probably just going to use it once, maybe twice. And she had this planned out way before we met that called the El Camino, I think it is. It's like a
pickup truck hybrid.
Yeah. No, this is, they have a Netflix movie called The Way. It's a walk through Spain, kind of like a spiritual journey. You turn off your cell phones, you're not connected to the world, you're just kind of hiking and doing that. Like, watching the documentary gives it more justice than me rambling on about it. That's what she's doing in Spain at the end of July, and she needs, a nice pack.
Is she going by herself?
Yes, she is. Well, there will be other people there doing the same thing she's doing from other countries, other areas.
Oh, so it's like a group outing for this spiritual trek.
Yes, and they'll have like a guide and everything like that.
She speaks Spanish?
She's lived over there for a year, I think either 2 or 3 years ago. She's familiar with it. She's lived in another country by herself, so I think she'll be fine. She just needs the proper equipment. So that's why I threw it out on the fan.
Give her some phrases she might need to say in Spanish, like, ¿Cuántos años tiene? ¿Cuántos años tiene?
Pepe y yo somos buenos amigos.
¿Cómo gritas, hijo? ¿Cómo gritas, hijo? All right, that's our Spanish-speaking service for that.
It seems, I don't know, maybe I'm just a ninny, but it seems like...
A what?
A ninny.
All right.
I like that word.
Seems like a kind of a dangerous thing to do for a girl to go to Europe right now and hiking foreign country.
But if you're with a group, and I'm sure that they look after people.
Plowhawk, what are the terms of the agreement while she's overseas?
I didn't really talk terms with her. I trust her. And, this is something she really needs. She needs
but are
to
you
get
at
away
the stage where it's exclusive? I think that's what Tim was driving at.
Because these trips overseas for a free spirit.
I get what you're saying. I mean, we're exclusive, but like I said, I'm not going to be that overbearing, overprotective guy. I mean, I trust her, so she can make her own decisions when needed. And that's...
So would you be upset if she met a gentleman who she didn't fall in love with but just wanted the company of for an evening?
Maybe a highlight player over there in the box.
Be an example!
That happened to you with that guy, Teodor.
No, it didn't.
I think I would be rather upset, yes. I mean, who wouldn't? Correct?
But what if she were to meet a young lady and engage in a trib session?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's a total 180. I'd be all on board. So it's a double standard. I understand that. But I'm not going to be thinking about that for the 10 days. You can't rack your brain around that sort of thing. I hope she enjoys herself. I know she will. Something she really wants to do, something she needs to do. So I'm all for it.
But if you're working at Billy G's and it's hot and they have a new saucier back there by the name of Philippe, and you guys strike up a friendship.
Well, it kind of works out perfectly because I'm going to Montana for 4 days, like right in that time
frame. Any chance you'll be high there?
Oh, God, yeah. I'm visiting my sister, so I'm sure of it. And it'll be fun.
What does she do in Big Sky Country?
She is a speech pathologist, got her master's in that. So she goes through different schools and different hospitals, kind of being friendly and teaching the special needs children. She did that in Peoria and then moved down to Montana and did that as well. She loves her job, and she does great work.
A humanitarian. What city?
She lives in Big Sky.
Is a city called Big Sky?
I don't know.
It's like a snowboard area. It's really expensive. Really? I mean, it kind of like...
Does she smoke chronic at picnics?
She smoked chronic in every situation, Tim.
Yeah, man. Cool. Everybody up in Montana gets high.
It's a great place. And beautiful scenery.
Not in the winters. Not in the winters.
It isn't. That's why I'm going in July and not, October, November.
I think that's one of those places we'll all be moving when global warming continues and it's 120 degrees here in the middle of June. We got a lot of places to move in this country when it gets too hot to live.
Call it climate change, please. Yeah. Be politically correct.
I don't think there's any denying it now.
Tim, rule of thumb is a two-state minimum. It ain't cheating if you were more than two states away. That's from Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man. Is that true?
Two states. So here, more than two states. So it couldn't be Indiana. It would have to be Ohio to our east and Utah to the west.
I guess so.
You couldn't cheat to the south because there's only two states south of us.
What if you're in the ocean bay?
I guess all bets are off in the Gulf.
Yep.
What about international parameters? Say you're in Beijing.
Well, that's more than two states away, I guess.
It's okay.
I guess you're good to go. I don't know the rules, really.
Guys, four sky pigs within touching distance of me last night coming back from Chicago. 7-minute flight, and these four just had to sky pig out on Airport Mexican. Thank you.
Not a good choice.
What is that, a 2.5-hour flight from Chicago? I can kind of
49 minutes, Tim.
What?
49 minutes.
But you got to get your Mexican in.
Well, I think maybe they're in a hurry, and there's a Mexican place right across from the gate, and they go, well, I don't want to sit here and eat it now and get it all over me. I'll just wait till I'm on the plane. I think that's what that is.
Mexican food sometimes, Doug, causes internal strife. Therefore, you ingest it, and if you're unlucky enough to have that scenario happen, then you make it a miserable flight for not only those around you, but those in the whole cabin proper.
Proper, yeah. Well, I wouldn't think that that's all going to happen in a span of 40 minutes, though.
You ever get a hold of a bad burrito? Can happen real quick, bro.
Doug, those sunglasses Saturday made you look a bit like Jackie O.
Sitting on a feather. Power hour.
Acorns Golf Links.
I think I'm okay now, Tim.
Where did you get those
I did not look like Jackie.
Timmy, have a picture so I can see what he looked like?
Oh. Pull some up.
Where'd you get him, Doug?
Buck Swope took some.
I know that there's a place at the mall called Gal Specs for Guys. Aaron Nickel coming up.
Okay, I'm okay now, Tim. I don't think I look that much like Jackie O. Maybe a little, not a lot.
Were you trying to sneak one by people? They are ladies'
no.
sunglasses.
They weren't
but
ladies'
I can
sunglasses.
Pull it up.
They aren't.
I'm asking. I don't know. I wasn't there. I've heard a few texts now about it.
Oh, yeah. What amazing that people might pick up on that and try to exaggerate it just a little bit.
Look, it's not embarrassing. Jackie O was a glamorous role model for many. Who wouldn't want to copy her style?
I did not look like Jackie O.
Gal specs for guys. Hey.
Okay, I'm okay now, Tim. Well, I won't wear them again. I know that much.
Why? If you like them?
Well, I'll wear them in the car. If people find it offensive, if the first thing they think of when they see me is, hey, here comes Jackie O.
Yeah, but if...
Then maybe I won't wear them.
But if you have a pair of sunglasses you like and you're not a guy who goes out and because you lose them, you get inexpensive ones, and you think they're manly enough, wear them.
Well, I'll wear them in the car. I'm not sure I'll wear them outside again.
Gal specs for guys.
They were. I finally found a picture. They were Gold. They were Gold's Gym giveaway sunglasses.
No, but they said he had another pair first.
They're yellow on the side.
You do look glamorous. Yeah. He does look glamorous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's fashion right there. Look like I just
and let me see Marlo. Marlo kind of looks like a meathead there, doesn't he?
Sun's out, guns out, baby.
Yeah. Well, what do you expect us to look like? That's who we are. You think you're going to get a bunch of male models out there?
Well, yeah, I said
who
you look,
we are.
I just said, based on that picture, I would say that, yes, you're glamorous. You look good there.
Uh-huh.
It's not a shot. You look fine.
Okay.
But Charlie looked like he was going, come on. Come on. We're ready to play.
Charlie was having trouble with the breaking ball.
Was he getting mad?
He was actually getting a little irritated. He didn't mind walking runs in, but when he would swing and miss, got a little tilted.
Yeah.
A little tilted.
That was a shot right there. He didn't mind walking runs in.
Well, it wasn't a shot. It was where he was mental. I mean, in the whole scheme of things, we knew we weren't going to win, but he would really get irritated when he wouldn't do particularly well at the plate. He was walking so many people that we kind of lost track, and I actually think we gave up more runs, but everybody lost track of how many people he was walking.
Yeah. Why didn't you give him the hook?
We eventually did. And I came in, I gave up a grand slam, and then my brother came in, and he kind of dealt. Three up, three down, Doug.
Yeah,
quick, tidy inning.
Yeah, he slammed the door.
How did you feel after you served up a grand slam?
We weren't going to get a hit anyway, so it was kind of,
Yeah, and the wind was blowing straight out when Tim gave up his grand slam.
I thought it was blowing in, which made it worse.
Oh, I was just trying to be a limp.
Oh,
there.
Thank you.
Don't worry, Timmy. His dad was there. Yeah, don't worry, Timmy.
My dad was there.
We'll get that taken off the books.
My dad was talking to caller Jordan and Anna Marie, and then Anna Marie's dad was there.
Yep.
Fan Vince Aguirre was there, gave away the watches for the winners. The Yellow Bats team, I think it was GoWiffle.com, if I'm not mistaken, won.
How cool is that to get a nice watch if you win?
Big trophies, a free Dotem shirt, Cardinal tickets. They came over and they saw their prize pack. They thought they were just getting a trophy.
What kind of watches they get?
From Vince Aguirre Jewelers. They couldn't believe it.
I would have.
The prize pack.
I would have played.
And we would have shipped it. You played.
Yeah.
You know what it's time for, Doug? WWE recap.
All right.
This is WWE superstar Daniel Bryan. It's now time for your WWE wrestling recap with our CBS Sports 920 wrestling insider, Larry Nickel, brought to you by Jim Hayes Enterprises on the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 920 and InsideSTL.com.
Yes! 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 Yes!
There it is, and there he is, ladies and gentlemen, Lawrence T. Nickel. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
What happened to Daniel Bryan retire? Is that right?
Yeah, he had to retire due to injuries.
Yeah, that's a shame, isn't it, Doug?
Was it a real injury or one that the writers cooked up?
Real.
All right.
Off.
How much is he worth, do you think? I'm just curious. What does he got, like 10, 15 mil in the bank?
Probably like more like $1 billion.
I don't think so.
I think it's probably $1 billion.
He's great.
Doug, now they have put a picture of you side by side with Jackie O, and it does seem like you have a different pair of sunglasses on than the Gold's Gym. So you did, and
I
here you do look like. I feel like I'm watching Camelot. Here you go, the cat.
That's what I had.
It's on the fan pin. Larry, can you take a look at the fan pin and see if Doug, if you can tell the difference between Doug and Jacqueline Beauvais Kennedy?
Yeah, we look like twins.
Okay, there's no question. Those are. Gal sunglasses.
I don't think they're gal sunglasses.
Larry, now that you've had a chance to review it, do you think Doug looks like Jackie O?
Yes.
Yep, I agree with you.
All right, thank you, Larry.
Would you steal those from your wife?
No.
John Vaughn was there. Greg Vaughn was there.
The Vaughn boys.
Mm-hmm.
They were there?
I think I got them at Mobile on the Run. I think they were like $9.99.
I think you're creating a cover story. I think you took your wife's sunglasses.
No, I didn't do that.
And you're like, no one will notice except our listeners.
Larry, what a night it was on the WWE, and the Plow Royal has some of the audio for our listeners to get caught up and recap, really.
I think at Battleground it should remain a triple threat. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles.
Dean Ambrose is a fighting champion. The last time you and I faced off with a championship on the line, I won.
Ooh.
At Battleground, live on the WWE Network, make it a fatal five-way for the WWE Championship.
I like the idea of you joining the WWE Championship match at Battleground, I gotta say. However, an opportunity like that can't just be given, it must be earned. Therefore, tonight, Seth Rollins, you are going to go one-on-one against John Cena.
Oh, my God.
This is Hillary Clinton speaking?
It's her.
And AJ, you are going to go one-on-one against the WWE Champion, Dean Ambrose. And John, if you and AJ are able to win your respective matches, then you will be added to the WWE Championship match at Battleground.
Okay. Why is the crowd so stunned? I mean, don't they have a match every night?
Blair?
They act like, oh, my God, there's going to be a fake fight tonight. Boy, we didn't see that coming.
Doug?
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
All right.
Okay, here's the lowdown of what happened.
Okay.
Let me speak, Doug.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, John Cena did face off against Seth Rollins, but due to AJ Styles and his buddies coming out to distract John Cena, Seth Rollins won, so John Cena was not able to get into the title match at Battleground.
He probably had something else to do that night. Can't make it.
Okay. And then the main event was Dean Ambrose facing off against AJ Styles.
And how did it go?
Well, at the match screen, Rollins and Cena. Cena came out and distracted AJ Styles to where Dean Ambrose beat AJ Styles. So the main event at Battleground is still a triple threat match.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. And while this distracting was going on, I can assume that the ref didn't see a thing.
Right. No, the ref saw that, but he didn't do anything about it because the AJ and John Cena did not get physically involved in the match.
Okay. He just came up to the ring, and the referee left what he was doing, officiating the fake fight, and walked over there to John Cena. And while that was going on, something bad happened, and the guy won who wasn't supposed to win. Is that what happened?
That is not fake.
All right. What's the best way,
if you're ringside, what's the best way to distract? You start flapping your arms like a bird? How would you go about being a distraction, Larry?
Just being out there is a distraction.
Sometimes they'll walk out and the music will start playing and the wrestlers will just stop and look up in amazement and then somebody gets pinned when they weren't expecting it. That sort of thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they have pasta.
Okay. I go with that.
Okay. What else happened, Larry?
Do I know what else happened?
Yes.
Okay. There was a tag team match with the women's division with Paige and Becky and Sasha Banks versus Dana Brooke and the reigning, defending WWE Women's Champion Charlotte. And of course, Sasha Banks and Paige won after Dana Brooke carried out a submission move called the Bank Statement.
Okay.
And what else is going on behind the scenes there, Larry, that all of us want to know about?
Well, behind the scenes, as you saw last night on Dusted, he doesn't watch it.
No, I missed it.
You missed it for the past, what, 3.5 decades?
Yeah, about 30-some-odd years, yeah.
Roman Reigns was suspended for violating the WWE wellness program. But he will be back in time for his Triple Threat title match at Battleground.
Is that a nice way of saying they caught him taking steroids?
We don't know what kind of drug he took.
Right. I agree with that. I agree with that.
I mean, that's a pretty PR-conscious way of saying that he did something wrong, right? He violated the wellness program? Who thought of that?
Businessman put it instated the wellness program due to what happened in the other sports like baseball, football, maybe basketball and hockey.
Yeah. But I think, I wonder why they care if they're on steroids. I mean, don't they want them to look as big and strong as possible?
I think it
to gain an unfair advantage? I mean, who cares?
Well, it's illegal. And there are laws governing those kind of things, even outside of, say, professional sports. And I think it would be a black mark if one of the players got arrested, say, for transporting steroids between states.
Yeah, some of them. Certain supplements are illegal in other sporting organizations, but I don't think they're illegal on the street.
Steroids aren't illegal in certain cases. Sylvester Stallone was bringing some overseas, got arrested. You remember that, Doug, because you're up on the Hollywood news.
I'm saying certain supplements that a lot of guys take, I don't know that they're illegal. They're not allowed by their sports organization, but I don't know that they're illegal.
Well, I was specifically said steroids, which I do think are illegal, and unless prescribed by a doctor, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go,
yeah,
Larry.
Can I ask you a question, Cap?
Mm-hmm.
Is HGA still on the illegal list for MLB?
Yes, it is.
Okay, then. Then, going back to the steroids, look at Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit. They died by taking the voice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, yeah, it does bad things to people long term. Yeah.
And I think you can get human growth hormone prescribed by a doctor for treatment of a certain thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There you go, Larry.
But do you think MLB will make the exception for the doctor who prescribed HGH? Or is that still part of the...
No, sir. They probably will not be doing that. I think that would not necessarily play particularly well. Hey, Larry, we're short on time. Do you have the top five countries?
Yes, I do.
Doug, here they are.
All right, Larry.
Number five, South Korea.
Okay.
Due to Brian Hinchin.
All right, then.
Number four, Russia. Due to Mike Lee's brother.
Mike Lee's brother?
Yeah, his brother's from Russia.
Really?
Huh. Did
not know that.
It's a fun fact for no one to tell.
And then, of course, number three, Israel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Due to Mike Lee's accountant.
No, due to Jimmy DeGette Hayes.
Oh, all right.
Thank number you. Two, also because of Jimmy DeGette Hayes, Jerusalem.
It's a city.
It's beautiful.
Number one, United States of America.
Right. Thank you, Larry. Great list. Thank you.
And honorable mention, Paul Weiser.
Mm. Yeah, thank you.
I thought he would get some votes this week.
He's up and down. You know, he's a fringe guy.
Larry, God bless you, and God bless these United States of America.
Yeah, God bless you guys. God bless CBS Sports 105.7 HD2, 920 AM, and EntireField.com. And, of course, God bless America.
There he is.
Bye, thank you, Nick.
Also, God bless Lionel Richie.
There he is, Larry Nickel, with his WWE recap here in the Acorns Golf Links 7 o'clock hour. If you're looking for a delicious treat, Doug, how about Salt and Smoke? It's the official brisket of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Salt and Smoke in the Loop on Del Mar. We'll take a commercial break, come back with more nitwittery for you, plus Charlie from Kansas City, where the Cardinals lost last night to the Royals. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Your emails in the Tease Farms, 9 o'clock hour, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After, CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.